Officials from the Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development, MLITSD, have completed their investigation of the crash that killed 6 young people in August. As a result of their investigation, 3 orders and 3 requirements have been issued to the construction company working on the site in Barrie where the crash occurred. MLITSD officials say that while they will assist Barrie Police and the Office of the Chief Coroner with their investigations when needed, the ministry has finished their part in the probe of the crash that claimed the lives of 6 young people. An email from the ministry's communications manager, Trell Huther, said that since August 29, an MLITSD inspector has handed out 3 orders and 3 requirements to Condrain Company Limited, the company handling the construction in the area where the crash happened. On August 29, 2 requirements and 1 order were issued to produce documents and 1 additional requirement was issued not to disturb the scene. On August 30, an additional order was issued to protect the health and safety of workers. On August 31, an additional order to produce documents was issued. The email said that all orders and requirements have been complied with and MLITSD's investigation is now complete. A human resources representative at Condrain said, the company would not be commenting at this time. In the email from the ministry, Huther said the scope of MLITSD's investigation focused on the application of the Occupational Health and Safety Act and requirements for worker safety at the construction site. As previously reported, no workers were present at the site at the time of the incident, said Huther. A representative of the MLITSD explained to Barrie Today that an order is issued when an inspector determines that a contravention of the Occupational Health and Safety Act is occurring and they order the appropriate workplace party to bring them into compliance. Requirements are types of orders issued when an inspector needs to gather information or determine, verify compliance. Examples given to Barrie Today were the requirement to provide documents, records or information or to keep employees away from the scene. When asked about what the August 30th order was for, the representative said they could not speak further to the matter but did say that in that case the term, workers, could have meant the investigators around the scene. Ryan, a local construction worker of 12 years who did not want to give his last name, said he has not worked for Condrain or the McKay Road project, but has knowledge of orders and requirements and hopes people don't jump to conclusions. These are very typical and do not mean the company did anything criminal. I don't know who is at fault or not, all I'm saying is that these are things that could have needed correcting while the investigation was happening, said Ryan. Think of all the people who would have been there the day or two after the crash. The ministry would have wanted safety protocols followed by law enforcement as well as site workers. On Sunday, August 28, at approximately 2 a.m., while conducting a missing persons investigation, uniformed officers checked the construction zone and located a vehicle in a large hole in the middle of McKay Road, between County Road 27 and Veterans Drive. According to a family member of one of the victims, the car plummeted into the hole, referred to by the city as a tunnel access shaft, related to the residential development happening in the area, and then caught fire. The 6 victims, Haley Marin, Curtis King, Luke West, Jersey Mitchell, River Wells, and Jason Ono O'Connor, were all in their early 20s and had been reported missing in the hours before the crash scene. Investigators have determined the collision occurred shortly after 6 a.m. on Saturday, August 27. Police say they believe the group was traveling to the nearby Gateway Casinos Innisfil, Georgian Downs, not far from the crash site. A request for comment from the City of Barrie was not available in time for publication of this article.